December 2. Now is the time to shine. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah 60, verse 1. We need now to arise and shine, for our light is come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. We have no time to talk of self, no time to become like the sensitive plant that cannot be touched without shrinking. In Jesus Christ is our sufficiency. Will we talk faith? Will we talk of the glorious hope of the full and abundant righteousness of Jesus Christ provided for every soul? The whole heavenly universe is interested, and the love of God is exercised in behalf of His faithful, commandment-keeping people. It is God in whom we must trust. God has the world in His hand. We have God on our side. All heaven is waiting and longing for our cooperation. The Lord is supreme. Why then should we fear? The Lord is almighty. Why should we tremble? In the past, God has delivered His people, and He will be our helper if we will rise in His strength and go forward. The Bible, and the Bible only, is to be our refuge. God is in His Word. He shall see the travail of His soul and shall be satisfied. That is enough for us. By His knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Isaiah 53:11. If the great and loving heart of God is satisfied with the result of His mission in the soul saved, let us rejoice. Let us work as we have never done before. Let us put aside self and lay hold of Jesus Christ by faith. Let us reveal Him to the world as the one altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. Revelation 7:9-10.